gentlemen, to our, this is under advisement, the first case.
We need all the help we can get.
Okay, our first case, excuse me, under advisement is number 10,407. And it's a request for the minimum, variance for the minimum square foot requirement for a partial. No, I didn't, but I've been hearing it. I'm confused on that one. Huh?
You look at it, you just, you gotta drive down the dirt road and go back to this, that house that's fronted on the Pawnee Neck Road.
Right.
It's not the, I mean, it's just a field road.
It's old dirt road, yeah.
I just ended up going down it. All the way back. There's nothing, I mean, that one development, it's right on the left.
And his brother's on the other side of it.
Well, that development is.
Yeah, that's the development on the side of it, then, that point.
But after you get beyond that development, it's just farmland.
Just farmland and that trees that wooded area. What you got on here then, but please advise the office the status of the above referenced three items. So one would be properties in AR with central sewer. The minimum lot size would be 20,000 square feet. Without that, it's 32,000 square feet, right? Then it says the applicant references the minimum lot size would be 15,000 square feet.
Yeah, but now he's saying 10,000.
But now it would be 10,000 to 10,500, right? Because he's asking for 9,872 square foot reduction. So that we can't meet number one, or he can't, right? My reading now.
Well, I don't know what I don't know what happened at the planning and zoning, and I don't know where the 15,000 came from, because it couldn't have been from that plot.
No.
I don't know if he showed them a different plot or what.
That's what I was wondering about, because then it says, because if this is correct, a variance would be required from the Board of Adjustment. This is a public hearing, no, process for a $400 fee. Okay. But he didn't, I don't understand. And then number two is a 20-foot buffer. Now, you explained that, or you asked the question. Sue, you explain that. That buffer, you said he doesn't. Now, that would come from the
commission. Has to act on
that. Who does?
Commission.
The commission does.
Planning
okay.
And zoning.
Thank you.
Yes.
Has to act on the buffer.
On the buffer, as well as a cul-de-sac, right?
Cul-de-sac.
So those two. So all we really have to do then is decide then on number one to send it back to the office.
Yes. Correct? You decide on this, and then commission deals
take
with
it
the
from
rest.
There. But the second and third one.
The least square footage of the parcels is 10,125. That's why the 9,875 is required.
Right, but then he was okay. So then at number one, though, he was stating
this
that.
Is just the cover, because there's less. Like some of them need a 5,000,
right?
600, but you know, 9,000 is the greatest variance needed for some.
Less than a quarter acre lot.
Yes.
Yes, they're less than a quarter acre.
So we're just asking for a 9,000. He is.
Or he is rather. So less than a quarter acre.
Small lot.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It is small.
Small lot.
But can he get his house and septic and everything on that with, I guess, and meet the setbacks?
I can meet that.
I don't begin to know the reasons why that, you know, he can't needs to sell them below 200,000.
Try to with the housing industry or the economy.
If you divide by you multiply the 189 times 15, and then divide by 12, you're talking about a difference of $50,000 per lot.
Yeah.
With a home.
With a home. So 189, you're at 239.
236.
Or 236, yeah. 236.
Less than 50.
Anyway, okay, so we only had to address the. I appreciate that, Sue, on that. On those two and three, that we have to address the first one.
I would, you know, in this economy, I would suspect that, you know, he's trying to
help
offset, you know, his or
the family
offset the loss of profit. I certainly wouldn't want to set a precedent, regardless of the economy. We all know that history shows that recovers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. So he doesn't get these sold for 4 or 5 years, and then the next thing you know, he's doing better than he originally anticipated. So
if they're not sold,
the average recession is every 6.5 years.
statistically speaking.
By the time these are sold, we'll be back in recession again.
No. Hope not.
12 cents of the depression.
There will be more development down that way. There's already been quite a bit, but there's some more land down there.
Coming this way, you feel the same type?
Well, with the small lots.
Small lots, I mean.
What John's saying about the setting the precedent, I mean, I'm sure there'll be more development down there.
Right. No, and we are talking an area that does command a higher price for property.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Especially the central store, and they're coming, or he says it's coming, and it's going to have to anyway.
And I can appreciate it if he is, you know, there is, yeah. If it's, I don't know what the word would be, other than honorable or admirable.
Admirable for one day.
You know, desire to create affordable housing at $189,000, but we can't guarantee that he'll sell that for that. So it's, you know, basically it's for financial gain, and we haven't made a habit of
doing that
for that purpose. Mm-hmm. Who's to say that he wouldn't even turn around and sell it for $300,000?
Mm-hmm.
If the or not.
Yeah.
5 years from now.
2 years.
In fact, it's gonna take a couple years to get
the process
fully done. So right.
Sure.
I don't see where it meets the standards for granting variance. And I don't think the applicant addressed it.
I didn't. Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
I'm not really in favor of it.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mill? No, I'm not. And being this consensus of the board, seems to be there's no further discussion needed. I will entertain a motion on case number 10,407.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the applicant meets the standards for granting a variance. I make a motion we deny the case.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 10,407 as it does not meet the standards for granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, case is denied. Okay, next.